From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The House has failed to extend three controversial provisions of the USA Patriot Act after more than two dozen Republicans voted against the bill. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports the vote leaves Congress and the White House in a quandary.
Three important parts of the Patriot Act are set to expire February 28th. That deadline matters even more after a House plan to reauthorize the provisions until December failed to win a two-thirds majority. The blow-up surprised GOP leaders. Two Republican aides attributed the defections to new members who they say don't understand the importance of the Patriot Act, and to Tea Party favorites who are wary of giving the FBI broad surveillance powers. The Obama White House supports the extension. The Senate is scheduled to consider the issue next week, and the House will try again on its own. But there's not much time for both chambers to coordinate before the authority expires. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says a NASA-led study has excluded faulty electronics as the reason for unintended acceleration in some Toyotas. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports the unambiguous result is likely to bolster Toyota's recovery from last year's crippling recalls for gas pedal problems.
Toyota recalled millions of vehicles last year because of the potential for loose floor mats to entrap the gas pedal. In other cases, the gas pedal wouldn't fully release. But hundreds of lawsuits allege that Toyota vehicles could also speed out of control because something is wrong with the electronic throttle control systems. NASA scientists found no evidence for those claims. John Pato is a law professor at the University of Michigan. He says such unimpeachable evidence puts the lawsuits on the defensive.
Do they survive a motion to dismiss? Maybe, but it's going to be an awfully hard case.
Toyota's work to repair its image is far from over. The company paid record fines last year for delaying recalls, and its sales in the U.S. continue to lag competitors. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
The U.S. Navy says it should wrap up its new law allowing gays to serve openly in the military by the end of June. Navy Secretary Ray Mabus is expressing confidence that the schedule will be met. Mabus says most of the training is being done in person, but electronic and web-based programs are available to sailors who are in remote locations. Egyptian Vice President Omar Suleiman is showing signs of impatience with the country's anti-government uprising, which has gone on for over 2 weeks. Suleiman says demands that President Hosni Mubarak immediately step down won't be met. He says the government is seeking a dialogue to address the concerns of the opposition. Suleiman also says the Egyptian government doesn't want to use what he termed police tools to deal with the public. This is NPR News. NATO says the total cost of building its new hyper-equipped headquarters will be more than $1 billion. Cash-strapped member states already struggling to keep up with NATO funding requirements must pay for it. Terry Schultz reports that construction has been underway since December and is scheduled to last almost 5 years.
No one's arguing that NATO needs new digs. Since 1967, alliance staff and member delegations have been housed in what was supposed to be temporary accommodation, old military barracks donated by host country Belgium. NATO membership has almost doubled since then. Nonetheless, the $1.3 billion price tag, revealed in total for the first time this week, is causing some grumbling among governments dealing with severe budget problems, as they're warned by Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen not to reduce defense spending. But NATO spokeswoman Ioana Lungescu argues the new complex will ultimately save money, as it's very expensive to maintain the old facility, which she says would have trouble passing a Belgian safety inspection. She also notes the plans were approved almost a decade ago, long before the economic crisis. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
China has raised interest rates for the third time since October in hopes of easing inflation. Some U.S. economists are less concerned that the move will affect U.S. business growth since the economic recovery is showing signs of gaining momentum. The news was shrugged off on Wall Street, with the Dow gaining 71 points and the Nasdaq adding 13. Asian shares, however, are lower. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index is down 150 points, and Tokyo's benchmark Nikkei Index of 225 issues is down 31. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.
Support